The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Just think of how many opportunities you're going to run into to sanctify this week. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, July 19th, 2021, Monday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, this is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Macrina the Younger. Born in 330, she was the granddaughter of Macrina the Elder, and the sister of St. Basil, St. Gregory of Nyssa, and St. Peter of Sebastia. She was well educated, especially in scripture, and engaged to be married when she was 12. But when her fiancé died, she decided to dedicate her life to God. On the death of her father, she and her mother retired to the family estate in Pontus and lived a life of prayer and contemplation in a community they formed there. Macrina became head of the group when her mother died and lived in Pontus until her own death. St. Macrina the Younger died in 379. St. Macrina the Younger, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh my God, I offer you the actions of this day for the intentions and for the glory of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I desire to sanctify every beat of my heart, my every thought, my simplest works, by uniting them to His infinite merits. And I wish to make reparation for my sins by casting them in the furnace of His merciful love. Oh my God, I ask of you for myself and for those dear to me the grace to fulfill perfectly your holy will, to accept for love of you the joys and sorrows of this passing life, so that we may one day be united together in heaven for all eternity. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that in social, economic, and political situations of conflict, we may be courageous and passionate architects of dialogue and friendship. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In today's Gospel, Jesus brings up the famous story of Jonah and the whale. You probably heard about it many times, but in case you haven't, I'll give you a little bit of the background. It is a story of the Old Testament. Jonah was an Israelite whom God had called to be a prophet, but who refused to accept this divine mission. So he leaves on a sea voyage instead, trying to escape from God. But as he is on the ship, God raises a great storm as a sign of his anger with Jonah, who is escaping his will. And the sailors who were traveling with Jonah, realizing that it was his disobedience that caused the storm, they throw him overboard in an attempt to save their ship. Jonah, in the water, about to drown, is swallowed by a large whale, and he lives for 3 days inside this creature, after which the whale vomits out Jonah upon the dry land. Obviously, after that experience, Jonah, very thankful to God for having spared his life in such a miraculous way, he accepts his mission and he goes to Nineveh and he preaches for them to repent. An amazing story. Pretty cool, actually. I guess we could make movies out of it will be pretty interesting to see Jonah being swallowed by a whale and then vomited out on the land, but also a great teaching for us. And Jesus uses this to kind of get the Pharisees to wake up, and it can help you and me to wake up. Jesus tells the Pharisees, after they had asked him for a sign, because they wanted to believe in him, but the signs they had seen, which had been many already, miracles from Jesus, weren't enough, and they were asking for more signs. So Jesus will respond to them, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights." So, in a way, Jesus is telling these Pharisees, "Hey, you're asking for a sign, but right in front of you is the biggest sign you will ever have, Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, that has come to the world." And they will see, eventually, that big sign. And Jesus dies on the cross, and then after 3 days, when he had been buried, will rise from the dead to come back, and he will show himself in his flesh. Jesus is telling them, this will be the sign for you to believe. Unfortunately, we know the rest of the story, and after Jesus rose from the dead, after being crucified and appeared to so many people, still so many of them, so many of those Pharisees, unfortunately, would not believe. So in a way, nothing that Jesus could do was going to convince them. And in a way, this helps us, because Jesus is telling you and me, hey, you have all the signs you need to believe in the Word of God. You have all the signs you need to find your vocation, your calling, your mission on earth. You have all the grace you need in order to accomplish that mission. The problem is, sometimes we're not willing to accept that will of God. Sometimes we keep looking for signs, which really is nothing else than excuses sometimes. Because I keep asking God for more and more clarity, when really, Jesus is telling us, hey, everything is already pretty clear in the Gospels. You have the teachings of Jesus Christ. You have his words that are many times very clear for us. It's a matter of reading them and meditating on them, as we try to do during these 10 minutes with Jesus. So take in that. Our Lord Jesus already came to the world. He gave us his message, his teaching, and it's very clear for us there to go and look at it and find out what it means to me. We have the church, which has the authority to interpret this teaching from Jesus Christ, his revelation, and gives us more clarity on how this applies to our lives and to the concrete aspects that we live every day. So to take that teaching from the church, to learn it, and to use it for ourselves. We have the sacraments that Jesus left for us in the church to receive the Eucharist, his body, to receive his mercy, so the sacrament of confession, and to receive his sacramental grace so that we can keep growing in our dedication to God and in the accomplishment of the mission that God has given us. And in a way, Jesus is telling us, hey, stop asking for signs. The signs are there for you to see, for you to follow. Look for them. Be honest. Go to the gospel, go to the teachings of the church, to the magisterium, and find out what I'm trying to tell you, and find out how you need to live that in your circumstances, in your life, with your God-given talents. How is that reflecting your life? What is your calling? What is your mission? A little bit like Jonah. We need to accept that, take it as it is, with its difficulties, because obviously Jonah didn't feel like being a prophet. He didn't feel like going to Nineveh and preaching conversion, because he knew that the life of the Ninevites was not good. He knew that they would not appreciate his coming in there to preach. But he follows the promptings of God after a lot of experiences, right? After a lot of great adventures. And when eventually he goes into Nineveh to preach conversion, people will receive him pretty well, and they will convert, and they will turn around in their lives, and they will follow that preaching from Jonah. So in a way, we need to listen to God and listen to the words of Jesus today. Hey, maybe I am a little bit like Jonah. Maybe I'm getting on the ship, going out on a long trip. Maybe I'm doing all these things that really have nothing to do with the will of God, and I'm just pretending that I can't hear God who is speaking to me. I need to open up my heart, open up my ears, my brain, and understand, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? Obviously, sometimes it will happen that we will not like too much what God is telling us. And maybe we will try to deceive ourselves and thinking, well, maybe this is not what God wants. God, I need more signs. I need more light. When really God is giving us all the light, all the signs that we need. And hopefully it doesn't happen to us what Jesus says to these Pharisees who were asking him for a sign. He says, at the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. So, are we looking for that conversion? Are we following those signs? Are we truly looking for the word of God, for the will of God, in gospels, in the sacraments, in the teachings of the church? There we have all that we need to follow, to listen to God, to obey, and with his grace, we know for sure that we will be able to do that will, to make it really happen. And if we do, God will be very happy with us, and he will give us that great reward of eternal life. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 16 past the hour. We'll pray in just a minute. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time, July 19th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. It's time to pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord the Mighty, the Valiant, the Lord the Valiant in war.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Who is he? The King of Glory. He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper.
For them there are no pains. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They have no share in men's sorrows. They are not stricken like others.
so they wear their pride like a necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. Their hearts overflow with malice. Their minds seethe with plots.
They scoff. They speak with malice. From on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth.
So the people turn to follow them and drink in all their words. They say, "How can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled, they grow in wealth."
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all day long, suffered punishment day after day.
Then I said, "If I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people." I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked.
How slippery the paths on which you set them. You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O Lord, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight.
Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory.
What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever.
All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. It is good to be with you, Father. In you is fullness of life for your faithful people. In you all hope resides. May you lead us to everlasting happiness.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
To savor your words is my delight, O Lord.
Honey itself is not sweeter.
From the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. Confident as I am about this, I wanted to visit you first so that a double grace might be yours. I plan to visit you both on the way to Macedonia and on my return, that I might receive your help on my journey to Judea. Do you suppose that in making those plans I was acting insincerely? Or that my plans are so determined by self-interest that I change my mind from one minute to the next? As God keeps his word, I declare that my word to you is not yes one minute and no the next. Jesus Christ, whom Silvanus, Timothy, and I preach to you as Son of God, was not alternately yes and no. He was never anything but yes. whatever promises God has made have been fulfilled in him. Therefore, it is through him that we address our Amen to God when we worship together. God is the one who firmly establishes us along with you in Christ. It is he who anointed us and has sealed us, thereby depositing the first payment, the Spirit, in our hearts. I call on God as my witness that it was out of consideration for you that I did not come to Corinth again. Domineering over your faith is not my purpose. I prefer to work with you toward your happiness. As regards faith, you are standing firm. I did decide, however, not to visit you again in painful circumstances. For if I cause you pain, who can make me happy again but the ones I grieved? I wrote as I did so that when I come, I may not be saddened by those who should rejoice my heart. I know you all well enough to be convinced that my happiness is yours. That is why I wrote you in great sorrow and anguish with copious tears, not to make you sad, but to help you realize the great love I bear you. If anyone has given offense, he has hurt not only me, but in some measure, to say no more, every one of you. The punishment already inflicted by the majority on such a one is enough. You should now relent and support him so that he may not be crushed by too great a weight of sorrow. I therefore beg you to reaffirm your love for him. The reason I wrote you was to test you and learn whether you are obedient in all matters. If you forgive a man anything, so do I. Any forgiving I have done has been for your sakes and before Christ to prevent Satan, whose guile we all know too well, from outwitting us. The word of the Lord.
God firmly establishes us in Christ. He anointed and sealed us. And as his pledge to us, he has sent his Spirit to dwell in our hearts. The Lord our God made a covenant with us and spoke to us face to face.
And as his pledge to us, he sent his Spirit to dwell in our hearts.
A reading from a letter to the Magnesians by St. Ignatius of Antioch, Bishop and Martyr. In the persons I mentioned, I saw and loved in faith your whole community. And so I urge you to strive to do all things in the harmony of God. The bishop is to preside as God's representative. The presbyters are to perform the rule of the apostolic council. And the deacons, who are so dear to me, are to be entrusted with the service of Jesus Christ, who was with the Father before time began, and has now at last manifested himself to us. Follow the ways of God, and have respect for one another. Let no one judge his neighbor as the world does, but love one another always in Jesus Christ. Let there be nothing among you that could divide you, but live in accord with the bishop and those who are over you as a sign and as a pattern of eternal life. The Lord did nothing either of himself or through his apostles without his Father, with whom he is united. So too, you should undertake nothing without the bishop and the presbyters. Do not attempt to persuade yourselves that what you do on your own account is right and proper. But when you meet together, there must be one petition, one prayer, one mind, one hope in love, and in holy joy. For Jesus Christ is one and perfect before all else. You must all be quick to come together as to one temple of God, one altar, to the one Jesus Christ, who came forth from the one Father, while still remaining one with him and returned to him. Do not be led astray by false doctrines or by old and idle tales. For if we still live by the law, we admit that we have not received grace. But the holy prophets lived according to Jesus Christ, and that is why they were persecuted. They were inspired by his grace to bring full conviction to an unbelieving world that there is one God, manifested now through Jesus Christ, his Son, his Word, who came forth from the Father, and was in all things pleasing to the one who sent him. Those who lived by the ancient customs attained a fresh hope, they no longer observed Saturday, but Sunday, the Lord's Day. For on that day life arose for us through Christ and through his death. Some deny this mystery, but through it we have received our faith, and because of it we persevere, that we may prove to be disciples of our only teacher, Jesus Christ. Even the prophets awaited him as their teacher, since they were his disciples in spirit. That is why Christ, whom they rightly awaited, raised them from the dead when he appeared. How then can we live without him?
You should be of one mind, caring for one another, kind, compassionate, and humble.
This you have been called to do, so that you may obtain a blessing as your inheritance.
Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing respect, and serve the Lord.
This you have been called to do, so that you may obtain a blessing as your inheritance.
Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming right up. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak for Monday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time, July 19th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Pharisees and the scribes say to the Lord, "Prove it." It's from the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
"Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you."
"An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will arise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will arise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Now, God does give signs, and he does give miracles. But it's a mistake to just be on the hunt for the next big thrill, like the scribes and Pharisees were. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 4, Ordinary Time. We read in today's Gospel that certain of the scribes and Pharisees asked Jesus to work a miracle so as to prove that he was the long-awaited Messiah. They wanted Jesus to confirm with dramatic display what he was preaching with simplicity. Instead of serving them up a miracle, the Lord tells his critics that they will have their proof in his death and resurrection. Drawing upon the figure of Jonah, he affirms that an evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. With this reference to the 3 days which Jonah spent in the belly of the whale, Christ makes clear that the definitive proof of his divine sonship will occur with his glorious resurrection on the third day. Jonah was sent by God to convert the city of Nineveh. Moved by the preaching of the prophet, the city's inhabitants did penance for their sins. Yet when Jesus tried to win over Jerusalem, the city would not accept his message. Jesus recalls how when the Queen of Sheba visited King Solomon, she was amazed at the extent of his wisdom. Like Jonah, Solomon is a figure of Christ. By alluding to the example of these pagans who had converted, Christ makes his reproach all the more forceful. Something greater than Jonah is here. Something greater than Solomon is here. This something greater is, in fact, infinitely greater. But Jesus seems intent on making his point by understatement. For the time being, Jesus will not give his critics any more signs and miracles. These people are not disposed to believe, no matter how many sermons or signs they receive from God's Son. Despite the great lessons contained in the miracles, if people lack good dispositions, those miracles are capable of being misinterpreted. As the old adage goes, lessons are received according to the nature of the recipient. In his gospel, St. John teaches us that though he had done so many signs before them, yet they did not believe in him. Miracles can help our human reason to believe, but if a person lacks good dispositions and is full of prejudices, then that person will see only darkness. We ask Jesus in our prayer to give us a clean heart so that we may see him in the midst of our daily concerns. We ask him for a clear mind, free of prejudice, so that we may better understand other people, ever mindful of avoiding negative judgments. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 16 before the hour, time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end.
You turn men back to dust and say, "Go back, sons of men. To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night."
You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers. By evening it withers and fades.
So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face.
All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong.
And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly, and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury?
Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servant.
In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days.
Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune.
Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and happy to be known as companions of your Son, we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nations.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
From the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised.
From the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the coastlands and those who dwell in them. Let the steppe and its cities cry out, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let the inhabitants of Selah exult and shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and utter his praise in the coastlands.
The Lord goes forth like a hero. Like a warrior, he stirs up his ardor. He shouts out his battle cry. Against his enemies, he shows his might.
I have looked away and kept silence. I have said nothing, holding myself in. But now I cry out as a woman in labor, gasping and panting.
I will lay waste mountains and hills. All their herbage I will dry up. I will turn the rivers into marshes, and the marshes I will dry up.
I will lead the blind on their journey. By paths unknown I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make crooked ways straight.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. From the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself and Israel for his own possession.
For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills in heaven, on earth, in the seas.
He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants.
Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On his people, their land he bestowed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Where two or three gather in your name, Lord, you promise to be with them and share their fellowship. Look down upon your family gathered here in your name, and graciously pour out your blessing upon us.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
A reading from the book of Judith. We should be grateful to the Lord our God for putting us to the test as he did our forefathers. Recall how he dealt with Abraham and how he tried Isaac and all that happened to Jacob in Syrian Mesopotamia while he was tending the flocks of Laban, his mother's brother. Not for vengeance did the Lord put them in the crucible to try their hearts, nor has he done so with us. It is by way of admonition that he chastises those who are close to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due.
Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due.
Sing a new song to the Lord.
Give him the praise that is due.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free.
Because Christ hears and saves those who hope in him, let us pray. We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
We thank you because you are rich in mercy.
And for the abundant love with which you have loved us.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
With the Father, you are always at work in the world.
Make all things new through the power of your Holy Spirit.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
Open our eyes and the eyes of our brothers
to see your wonders this day.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
You call us today to your service.
Make us stewards of your many gifts.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God, our Creator, you gave us the earth to cultivate and the sun to serve our needs. Help us to spend this day for your glory and our neighbor's good. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is coming up next. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do it again tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the app. Go out, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.